It's the end of day 8 and it's 6:15 in the evening and I'm already laying in bed. It was a pretty hard day. I went from 7 this morning and walked or completed about 4 o'clock-ish. I'd walked at least 8 hours and 40 minutes or 50 minutes. And my feet were done. So I went from one lot of forest in the Herokino peak and then almost made it over to the Ratia peak, but I'm about an hour away from it. My feet just couldn't be bothered or just did not want to go anymore, particularly after doing 9 hours of walking. I'd come to a wee campsite area and was like, that will do. I tried to keep going for 20 metres and then it was like, nah. That was a nice wee spot because someone else had already camped there and so it just made sense. It just means that tomorrow is going to be a very long day too, maybe up to 10 hours, so I can get to this place called Apple Dam. So hopefully I can achieve that in the way I kind of have to. So we'll go from there. Today was a couple hours in the forest and then it was a lot of road walking, gravel and then concrete and stuff. Stopped at a local community hall in Takahui and got some water and then continued on up. That was the only place I actually stopped and had a proper rest, and that was after 4 hours. I continued up a road and then come across some man and ended up, you know, just normally wanting just to say, hey, how you doing, blah blah blah, but then ended up talking to him for half an hour while I left my pack on, and that wasn't a good thing. So that was included in my time. So yeah, I wasn't walking the whole time. I walked for at least 8 hours properly, but it was 9 hours in journey overall. Both Richie and Phil both walked by me after I'd set up. I'd passed Richie in the morning and talked to him, and somehow I'd missed Phil, but I'd passed him, and I'd already set up and they were coming by. I was making my dinner or eating my dinner. And they were continuing on, and so I'm an early riser, so I'll probably catch them tomorrow and maybe even walk with them. We'll just see how it goes. But the mud, it was just muddy on the way up to this one. Very muddy. I'll show my boots as my picture. But it was just amazing how muddy it was. I was just literally stuck in the mud. And it took so long to get up, 2 hours in this short area of bush. But anyway, you'll hear from me next time. See ya.